Some people who have autism can see detail others do not. Those on the spectrum, though, often struggle with social interaction. Temple Grandin calls these uneven skills. Grandin has autism, though not formally diagnosed until later in life. She did not let autism stop her from becoming an acclaimed author and a leading voice on the spectrum, which she says the public often misunderstands and overgeneralizes. Grandin is giving a talk at Illinois State University tomorrow night. She tells GLT's Eric Stock the focus of her speech, "The world needs all kinds of minds."
First thing I want people to realize is that there are different ways of thinking. There are visual thinkers that think in photorealistic pictures, often be very good at design, photography, skilled trades. And then you've got the more mathematical minds. They're your computer programmers. Some of them will be good at music. And then you have word thinkers, where words are what they really excel at. And some of those individuals can be super good at specialty retail. I know of three cases where teenagers have gone into car dealerships and just started selling cars even before they could drive. And they were allowed to demonstrate them in park only.
You would think that that's not a skill set that would align with selling cars.
Well, you see, the kid had knowledge of the product. Now you have to coach him that maybe there's a car on that lot that he hates, and you can't call that car a piece of garbage. Something is one of the cheaper things. You need to be, explain it in a more diplomatic way. And then you'd say, this car doesn't have cruise control. And you might find that you might want to have that if you do a lot of highway driving. That'd be an example of a polite way to steer him away from that car. You see, the autistic mind works by specific example. And so you have specific examples of the right way to deal with a customer and specific examples of the wrong way to deal with a customer. And then gradually they will learn.
If we could look at your story for a minute, you didn't speak until you were four, we understand, but weren't formally diagnosed as autistic until age 40. At what point did you know that your skills were different and that your mind works in a way different from most others?
When I was starting my work with cattle originally in the 70s, everybody thought in pictures. It was obvious to me to look at things that cattle would balk at, like sunbeams, reflections, ropes hanging down, chains hanging down. And other people were just not seeing these things. And it wasn't until I got almost to be 40 years old that I realized to the extent how my thinking was different. And I remember the day I asked a speech therapist, think about a church steeple. How does it come into your mind? And I was shocked that she just saw this very vague, pointy thing with some very vague lines. I see specific ones, and they pop up into my head like a series of PowerPoint slides. The HBO movie, Temple Grandin, showed very clearly exactly how I think visually. That part of the movie was extremely accurate.
That's author Temple Grandin with GLT's Eric Stock. Grandin is speaking at ISU's Brown Ballroom at the Bone Student Center tomorrow night at 7, the headline Science and Technology Week. HBO turned Grandin's life story into a feature film starring Claire Danes. It won 7 Emmy Awards, a Golden Globe, and a Peabody.